the weirdest podcast on the internet. I am your very friendly co-host, Bridget.
And I'm the other very friendly co-host, Molly.
There you go. So today we are introducing a couple of new segments.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Last week we were the shortest podcast. Now we're the weirdest. So what are we?
Last year we were the fastest podcast.
No, last week, not last year.
I didn't say last year. Did I say last year?
I think you said last year.
Last week, we were the fastest podcast. We're everything. I don't know what you're talking about.
We are everything.
Isn't that kind of our job? Dun, dun, dun. Maybe that was
dumb. I don't know.
That was a really dumb joke, actually. That I don't know really why dumb. I made that joke.
That was really okay. A dumb joke.
That was a really dumb joke. Okay.
I'm sorry. I feel embarrassed for you.
You really should.
That you just
I don't blame you. I was trying to introduce the new segments before you very rudely cut me off.
Sorry.
So, today we're introducing two new segments. They're called Yahoo Answer Me and Wiki... Huh?
That is...
They're really dumb, aren't they?
Those are really interesting.
I feel like interesting and unique are just two really nice words for, like, that's weird.
Yeah. I just didn't want to hurt your feelings.
We're going to move on to Wiki, huh? And Yahoo Answer Me.
Okay.
So we can discuss those a little bit before moving on to our advice column. How to put a curse on someone. This was recommended to me in a different WikiHow. I was searching for funny ones
for today. Why are you
looking
things that relate to how to put a curse on someone?
But I'm not, though. It was recommended to me. They have, like, a related articles thing.
Yeah, so and in you're the related obviously articles on this, you're looking at stuff to curse somebody.
In the related articles on this, actually, I think I was looking at something for, like, how to tell someone that they're spreading misinformation because it was a couple days before the election.
Mm-hmm.
I was!
Girl, I think you're trying to, like...
So, the related articles on this... The related articles on this are how to reverse a curse, how to cast a love spell, how to cast a spell, and how to use a voodoo doll.
That's awesome.
A voodoo doll. I mean, I don't know, man.
That's like...
Haven't you ever wanted your enemies to, like, die by your hand?
No, because I'm not crazy. But, yeah.
Oh?
I have wanted to, like, make a voodoo doll and, like... make someone dance or something. I don't know, but I've never wanted to kill somebody. That's just too far.
I thought I was really bad luck when I was in middle school. So I went through, like, a witchcraft phase to try and get rid of it.
Bridget?
No, I'm not joking. I'm 100% not joking. This sounds nuts. But, like, I wanted to get rid of it so bad because I felt like everybody hated me and, like, it
were
was,
you, like, one of those girls?
It was
like,
right
where
after...
they get, where they pretend that they're a vampire except you pretend you're a witch?
No, I was one of those girls that pretended I was a mermaid, but, like...
Me too, actually. I pretend I was a mermaid all the time.
Me and one of our mutual friends who lives in my neighborhood used to... I think she found once, like a spell to turn us into mermaids. She showed me how to do it, and I was convinced that I would be a mermaid the next day, and I was so excited. I was going to bed, and it was, like, waking up for Christmas morning, and then I discovered I didn't have a tail, and I was really sad.
Okay, so...
Next one.
Yeah, next one.
Moving on to the next one. How to clap your hands.
Maybe there's some people that just don't know how...
The related articles on this are how to act happy, how to smile, how to clap with one hand,
and how to... Oh my gosh, Ben can do that.
How to be in your happy place.
Ben can clap with one hand. It's, like, weird. There's, like, he goes like this. Like, really fast.
Yeah, like...
What the heck? Is that, like, common? Like, can people do that?
It's not hard.
I just can't. Like, I...
There's, like, a world record for it.
What? My mind is blown right now.
Okay. So there's, like, sections for, like, clapping techniques, and there's a really weird one where they go like this, where it's, like, they're hitting their first two fingers against their palm, and I just think this is a really weird way to clap. Like, who claps like this?
But
like,
it's loud.
Like, it sounds like a snap, but like who claps snap. Like this?
It hurts my fingers, actually.
Clap without your hands, and it's just stomping.
Clap without your hands.
Okay, the like, techniques for this are, like, stomping your feet, wrapping your knuckles on the table, or snapping. Which, like, none of those completely, like, give you, like, the clapping effect, you know? One of these says clap silently. In situations where it's inappropriate to make noise or when the audience is primarily hearing impaired or deaf, the general way of clapping is to raise your hands with palms facing away from you. No, but it says to raise your hands with your palms facing away from you and wiggle your fingers. Which I think is the actual way. Like, this isn't how you clap. I think this is the actual way that you're supposed to, like...
Spirit fingers?
Clap in ASL. Do the slow clap. I don't understand why there's so many different techniques here.
Clapping I just don't right understand time. Why there needs to be explanation for all of okay, these. But, like, I think these are pretty self-explanatory.
What if someone actually, like, needed to learn how to clap, and it's, like, clapping at the right time, clapping slowly? It's like, but how do I do it? What do I do? Like, what if someone
that
actually didn't know how to clap?
That would give me bad anxiety, I think.
I feel like that would be really sad.
But who doesn't know how to clap?
Babies.
Yes, they do.
Babies?
Yes.
Oh, because they're always... I think I'm just stupid. Okay, anyways... The last WikiHow we have is how to people watch. I just thought that this one was really concerning.
I love people watching.
When so you go, our related
you
articles
know
here are...
Can I say something? Hold on.
Go ahead.
My dad and I would sit at Walmart and people watch. We would do that for
there's
like
a
good
like,
20 minutes.
I can't people watch. I like looking at people and like their outfits and the things that they do, but like I can't literally just sit there and people watch. Sometimes I can bird watch. But that literally lasts for
that's
like 5 minutes.
That's worse than people watching. Because people are interesting.
The related articles on this are how to begin people watching, how to observe people, which I think those two are like literally the exact same article as this. How to read body language and how to be talented in multiple areas, which like, I think that just comes naturally. I don't understand why someone would want to be talented in multiple areas. Like once you've got one, you're set for life.
No, I understand being talented in multiple areas.
I kind of, like...
Like...
One of the choices here is
a lot
visiting,
of people
okay.
are, like, do band and choir. That's multiple areas, I guess.
Yeah, I know one kid that's actually in my choir does it. So, part one of this is choosing a location, and one of the images is a water park. And it says to visit a bustling
Whoa,
tourist attraction.
That's freaky.
And I just think that's
people
really weird. Like,
at
who
a water
would,
park?
Who would go people watching at a water park? That just seems creepy.
That's
and
like
it's
a
same
pedophile.
With, like, if
or
you've
like
seen, like, Anthony bad. Padilla's videos, he, like, interviews people from, like minority, like, cultures and societies.
Yeah.
And he interviewed one, people that were called, I think they were called naturalists, and they were nudists. And he was like, so what's the experience like going to, like, a community nude beach? And they're like, oh, well, you know, it's normal. Like, you just don't take pictures of each other, and if you do, you're considered weird. And I'm like, that's the weird part? That's the weird part.
I can like, see, well... They think it, what they're doing is normal, right?
Yeah.
They just see it as disrespectful as taking photos. So I get that. Like, I understand what their logic is, but it is weird. Like, just, like, from above the surface. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I yeah.
All right. So we're going to move on to our next segment. You wanna answer some Yahoos?
Yahoo!
What do you do if your 17-year-old daughter refuses to wear a mask?
Tape that on her face.
I think it's weird that, like, the daughter is refusing to wear the mask.
Because usually it's the opposite.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was
saying. Or my mom goes like this. Like, she puts it under her, like, under her nose.
One of the answers here
and
says...
And I don't.
One of the answers here says, get rid of her.
I mean, it's an option.
Make her stay home. If Biden wins, she could be arrested.
Oh.
Trap her at home or give her a $20 fine every time you see her without one.
That's actually smart.
That's actually a really smart one, yeah.
A $20 fine. That's really good, actually.
Nothing I could do at that point. She's 17, not a child. 18 is an adult. Like, yeah, at 17, they should be able to make their own decisions.
I'm 17, but I'm not a child.
Okay, so, like, at 17, they should be able to make their own decisions, but also, like, don't let them ruin their lives, you know?
That's true.
Like, let them choose what they want to wear that day. Don't make them... Like, don't let them die, you know? Is Lucas a good way to spell Lucas, but the first Lucas is spelled L-U-K-S? Or L-U... No. L-U-Q-S.
No.
Luquas.
Yeah, it looks like that. When I look at it, it looks like that. I wouldn't think the name is Lucas. Like, if I was a substitute teacher, I'd be like, Lucas...
The first three people are telling them that this is a terrible way to spell Lucas.
That's a horrible way.
It is a really bad way to spell Lucas. Who spells it like that? Like, I can understand L-U-K-S. Mm-hmm. But I was floored when I found this, and I think pregnancy and parenting is one of the funniest sections on this entire website. Is it a bad idea to name your baby Karen nowadays?
Yes.
That's a terrible idea. That's what I thought, too. I was like, they're just gonna get made
it's
fun
a good, yeah, they're gonna get probably bullied in the future, or parents. Like, if my kid has a friend come over and her name's Karen, I'm gonna be like, huh. Well, I know what your parents are like.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? The first like, it would be nothing against the kid. It'd be against
the first couple answers are not what you would expect. So the first one says, it is very dated.
That's
true. It's not the reason that you should be using, though, you know?
It's true. It is very dated, but...
The second one is, if you like the name Karen, name the baby that. Don't care what petty people think. It is childish how they act over a darned name. Do I like it? Nah, but it is only because I do have a crazy aunt named Karen. And then they continue to go into their life story.
Well, I feel like this is probably so wrong. But have you ever noticed, like, when you look up someone's name on the internet, they're like, actually, I'm kind of like that.
What, like, the, like, so
the description? Like, okay, so I would probably... A lot of people, I think,
if you look at my name on the internet, it's like the definition is like mother or something, which is like as far from the Urban Dictionary of me. Let's not look it up on Urban Dictionary because that could get like really inappropriate really fast.
No. It's not going to. I promise. So I feel like names are more important than what people think, because I know this is probably not all true, and I know it's probably like. Pretty inaccurate, actually, but I feel like some people's names, like, kind of are how, I don't know if that makes
the
sense.
The problem with names
like, does,
on...
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, even though I'm not saying it. So, my name on Urban Dictionary is a friend. Molly is highly intelligent academically and will always beat you in tests, kind of. She's committed, a hard worker, compassionate, independent, dedicated, a great listener, funny, fashionable, and all of the above.
The problem...
Picturistic.
The problem with...
Picturistic. Which I think is pretty true. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. The problem with names on Urban Dictionary, though, is that everybody has a different opinion, and it's the sort of thing with, like, Wikipedia, where anybody can put that sort of... Like, anybody can put in a definition, and everybody has a different opinion on it, you know?
I'm just saying... I'm not saying just using Urban Dictionary. My point is that, like, I feel like when some people name their kid... So, like, if I name my kid Karen, who knows? I feel like they have, like, a more likely possibility of acting like the stereotypical
Karen. Yeah, but, like,
Karen.
If you name your kid Watermelon, they're not going to come out with red skin.
That's not
they
what I'm
might,
saying.
They might, but it's not correlated to
That's
the name.
That's not what I'm saying, though.
Oh, okay. I saw,
I'm
like,
saying,
a thing
like,
once where, like...
I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm right at all. I'm saying, like, but it makes sense to me that, like, why people take it to so much in consideration.
I saw... Because
there's a meanings behind people's names.
I saw a thing
and
once
you
where,
want
like,
your kids to be, like, that meaning, how I see it.
There were scientists that tried to, like, find a correlation between people's names and their jobs, and it was, like, correlation, not causation, but they found that a lot of people named Dennis ended up being dentists, and...
Dennis, dentist.
Yes, well, duh, that's why I said it, but, like, The thing about, so, do you know who, you probably don't know who Nintendo of America's president is, do you?
No. His oh, is it his Bowser?
His name is Doug Bowser, yes! I think that's really funny. Personal thing, I think that is hilarious. So now it's time for God, advice my name's, time. Hold on.
My name's Molly. What does that mean?
Your name is Molly?
Yeah, what am I going to go into? Like, drugs?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Well, that means I'm going to go into construction then, because my name's Bridget.
Oh, my God. that took me a little bit.
Okay, so we're going to give an update on what Molly requested advice for last week.
Okay.
And then we are going to read Molly's advice and then my advice. No?
Not at all. Not okay. at all. Like, but she really liked Voldemort.
More like individually, though.
I think so. But I don't totally know. Well, it sounds like she liked Voldemort individually, but didn't. She brought up to Chicken Noise, like.
She this brought is up so to, hard to do. This I know. Is so hard.
She brought it up to Chicken Noise that she wanted to get to know Voldemort's family.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Voldemort was kind of like, no. You know?
So which is she
so
just,
weird to me.
So then, did Chicken Noise's mom just never meet Voldemort's, like, family? Like, parents?
I think they met once.
Did Chicken Noise ever meet Voldemort's parents?
Yes.
Did they get along?
Yes. Well, okay. Chicken Noise said that...
Chicken Noise said that
his parents hurt Voldemort. Oh, my gosh. Chicken Noise said that Voldemort's parents was very, very protective of Voldemort.
We need to start writing down the code names we have for everybody.
We do.
Okay.
So Chicken Noise said that Voldemort's parents was very protective of Voldemort. And, Chicken Noise would put his arm around Voldemort, and Voldemort's dad would be like, uh-uh, mm-hmm. no.
I find that extremely funny because my sister mm-hmm. has her own boyfriend, and they are cuddled up on the couch all the time, you know. He spent the night at our house for the first time the other night.
Really?
And I did not know that, and my mom sent me out to go and get donuts, and everybody was in a bad mood that morning because something else had happened at our house. And I walked into their room, and he was shirtless. I was like,
oh, dang.
I don't like this. This makes me uncomfortable. That was really loud. Oh, my God. Okay. So
I was like, oh, my God.
I think we maybe might need to move.
Okay, so this is what I was given. So Gary still... So this is Room texting me this. So... Gary still hasn't actually asked me to be his girlfriend, and my sister recently decided to ask him without me knowing why he hasn't asked me yet. My sister then told me that he said that he needed to love me before he would even ask me to be his girlfriend. I think that makes no sense because you date someone to fall in love with them, right? What it sounds like, though, is my sister was... Just say, what it sounds like, my sister was just saying, was
Do you
saying,
want me to read
just
it?
Doesn't sound like something he would say. Sorry.
Do you want me to read it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
It's almost done. He said we needed to talk before he left to go on vacation to explain his feelings, because I have confronted him before, that it's weird that we aren't officially dating.
All right, first of all, we need to talk before I go on vacation about my actual feelings. Not a good thing to put in a sentence together.
No.
On his part, this is not her fault.
No, it's not.
On his part, that is just a terrible move.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, I think
But the weird thing is, Gary is so appreciative of
if she thinks,
Vroom. So much.
If Vroom thinks that Gary likes her so much... I think that she deserves a title from him. I don't think it's fair of them to just keep going on and off like that. Because, I mean, I had friends that, like, they went on one date together. And this girl was like, I really want you to be my girlfriend. I really like you. And she showed up at this girl's house with flowers, you know? And they didn't end up dating for that long. But, like, I think that that was a good move, a good choice, especially mm-hmm. if you know that you like someone.
They have been...
How long have they been talking for?
Well, they're more than talking. That's the thing. I thought they
more
were
more than
dating.
Talking, like, the, like they're, like, always talking. Oh, my God, no! Are you serious? Yes. More than talking, like, so, like, they're always together?
Yeah,
pretty and much. And he just won't give her the title.
Yep.
Girl, and she that's needs to leave him. I know that that sounds super toxic. Well, and, like, I feel like
she needs to confront him face to face first.
Well, and that's
depends
what's going to happen,
how
obviously.
He reacts. She hasn't yet, though.
Yeah.
If Gary reacts negatively, or not just negatively, but very, no, we can't do that. But Gary posts Vroom. Gary has posted photos of Vroom and him.
It
Gary
seems...
bought Vroom's dad $50 birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. Gary told Vroom, I'm gonna move in an apartment.
Once you graduate high school,
you can move in with me.
Wait, sorry. He bought salad? Like a big gift?
Yeah. $50
worth. No way.
Yep.
Okay, you know what? At this point, it's just not fair because obviously he seems very loyal to her.
He seems very loyal.
Like, he posts her all the time. Yep. He buys gifts. Mm-hmm. They're together all the time. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to believe, like, to even speculate that he would be with another girl. So then
correct.
Why isn't he giving her the title? I think that that is just... Because, I mean, my dad has been in a similar situation before where it's, like, you know, like, the Bumble dates and stuff all the time. And just recently, he got, like, his first official parent. Just recently, he got his first official girlfriend since my parents' divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 4 years ago when they separated and when my mom started dating her current boyfriend. And it took him 4 years and a couple of different dates to find someone that he really liked. And he hasn't even said, I love you yet. And the last girl that we met, he was terrified to say, I love you, because he didn't feel like he was ever ready, because he felt like he didn't...
Get over your mom.
Yeah, well, not, like, get over her, but, like, he felt like he wasn't sure what love was anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand being in that similar situation, but if he comes to you and he explains his feelings and he still feels like...
But the thing is, he keeps avoiding it. He already talked to her before he went on vacation. Or no, while he was on vacation, Vroom, when I get back, I need to talk to you.
I think...
And...
Here's the thing.
And... She keeps bringing it up. Gary, when are we talking? Gary, when are we talking? No, no. And we'll do it another time. Not today.
No. She
then
needs...
What is he avoiding?
I think he's avoiding admitting his own feelings. In part because... I'm sure he's probably had another girl before that has, like,
yeah.
broken his heart,
yes.
you know? Is that the situation
yes.
here? But then the other part is, I feel like a lot of guys are scared to show their emotions because of... masculinity and just the toxicity surrounding that sort of area.
But obviously
he's
not afraid to show his emotions.
He's afraid of, like, saying that, like, just having the attachment because of what happened with his past relationship.
So you don't think it's anything, like, he's hiding anything?
No, I don't. I think he's really into her, and I think he's just scared of the commitment. Like, scared of, like, the actual commitment to the relationship.
Because
he's loyal... But he's scared of committing to the title. And I think she needs to confront him face to face at his house, corner him, and say, we're talking about this now. Because I think she deserves a title more than
mm-hmm.
just we're talking, especially if he's with her that often.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that was
the
bathroom, I think, or something, whatever.
I think, and we both know this girl, obviously, and I mean... I've had terrible things done to me in the past.
Uh-huh.
And even then, I think I would still be able to commit to that title.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not fair that he holds it back from her.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to move on to the next one. So someone's written up in my story. This was completely anonymous, so we do not have a name for this girl.
Okay.
How do I get a girlfriend? Where do we even start with this?
You're the gay one. You start.
Well, okay, but this thing. So you've been a girlfriend before.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had one before, so I can only say what I would want. So, like, how'd you
get one?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm a very corny person.
Yeah.
I love corny, stupid things. And so anything little,
swoons me.
So Chicken Noise, what Chicken did he Noise. Do to lock you down?
We started FaceTiming over quarantine. It actually started because we thought, I thought my stepmom had COVID and my grandma and my aunt all on the same day. They all came back negative, but it was still scary and, you know, I couldn't get my mind off it. It was like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm bawling my eyes out. Can't stop thinking about it. All my friends were asleep. I already knew that, so it was wasn't worth me texting them. I didn't know what to do. Went in the drama group chat, asked if anyone was up. He was the first one to respond, and I FaceTimed him. And then look at where we are now. 5-month anniversary was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
But anyway, I think what would help this person, I'm a very corny person, obviously. Mm-hmm. For some reason, that swooned me so much that we kept FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm.
That swooned me so much. I think talking to the person, which is just being out there and talking to that person, will probably really help. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe getting
their personality down and
getting,
like, yeah.
And honestly, if you're really nervous just to talk to them, I don't really know what to say except come in with open arms.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Come in with open arms. Get to know them as a person.
Well, and maybe come in and, like, find someone that you actually like first. You know, and it can especially be hard to find that person, like, in high school because, first of all, a lot of people don't really know what love is. I mean, 50% of marriages end in divorce, so a lot of kids' parents are divorced, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of kids have no idea they don't know what a healthy relationship looks like. Yeah, we've both been in that situation before. My little brother is also having this sort of issue. He's got a huge crush on this girl. I'm not going to nickname her just for privacy reasons because if I revealed her name, he would murder me. But she is in a sport, and he told my sister about his crush. And my sister was like, well, you should go to her game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, well, I feel like that would be weird. And she's like, no, like, I would love that if someone had, like, done that for me.
Oh, I would love that.
And so would I. If someone had, like, come to my choir concert and, like, brought me flowers or something and, like, watched my solo,
but I get that might be weird for first thing.
Exactly. So, like, if you haven't spoken to them before, maybe. Mm-hmm.
And now if this person's saying just to get a girlfriend in general,
mm-hmm.
this sounds kind of weird, but I honestly kind of did this with Chicken Noise and didn't even realize it. Find qualities of a person that you like. Like, I was like,
put them all
like,
on a list. Yeah, yeah they list. Do that. That's like a classic movie cliche.
And look for someone around that kind of follow that. Doesn't have to just be looks.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was full of, I like someone who is funny, someone who's really laid back and relaxed, and someone who can share their world with me. Like,
yeah,
does that make sense?
And, like, for mine, like, I like someone who, like, I appreciate, like, the little things, like, the little details. So, like, someone that'll, like, help me reorganize my room when I can't figure out where I want to put my bookshelf. Or, like, someone that'll, like, watch, like, 60s movies with me. If you will watch or read To Kill a Mockingbird with me, I will fall in love with you instantly. I'm 100% not joking. I love that book so much. That is my favorite book ever. Listening to old music with me. I actually had a best friend who, like, she listened to, we would pick a playlist from off of my Spotify and we would listen to it all second hour last year, and I loved her. She wasn't my crush, obviously, but I loved her. She was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I just think, like I said, I think, okay, target what you want to find in a person. Does not just have to be looks. Kind of get to maybe try and be more extroverted. I'm a very introverted person, which might be surprising, but I was really nervous for FaceTiming Chicken Noise. Really, really nervous.
I think finding a first-time relationship is, like, the scariest part of it,
yeah,
you know?
And stay in contact with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just Snapchat them. Start Snapchatting them. One day, ask, hey, can I FaceTime you? That's what I would do over quarantine.
Have you seen like the advice magazine from like, it was like Tiger Beat or something, I think, and it was like, send flirty Snapchats, and their example of a flirty Snapchat was like two people's fingers crossed together. Aww. And they like drew little people on it, and it was like, I wish this could be us. I thought cute. It was so funny.
That's funny. I don't know how I'd take that. I'd be like, okay. But like,
what is this, you know? Yeah.
But like I said, I think narrow it down, find someone who's like that, try and talk to them, try and get to know them. If they're not interested, let it be. Just go from there. And that goes with girlfriends, boyfriends, and this-thems, and all of them.
Not only that, but like also finding someone that either you're similar to, or find someone that like a jumping off base, like, how do I put this? My mom would do anything for her boyfriend, but sometimes her boyfriend can be kind of mean, you know? And we never know how to take that in my house. Mm-hmm. So I think when it comes down to it, you need to settle down, find someone you like that's not necessarily exactly like you, but has, you know, qualities that might mesh well with yours. Start talking to them, keep in contact, let them know that you care, and then, hey, when it gets down to it, maybe try being a little bit flirty. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit flirty. Mm-hmm. I did that the other day with a guy, and I didn't really like him, but I swiped on him anyways, and, you know, he was okay. I thought he was kind of cute. He was a year younger than me, and he told me that he was kind of a freak, and I was like, a freak, like, in the bed? And I was like, sorry, I sound naive, LOL. He was like, you're good, you know? I was like, oh, well, I've never really, like, done anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. And the intention was not, like, I want to do it with you. The intention was, I've never done anything like that. Please stop talking to me about it. And he was like, wish I could change that. I'm like, whoa, this went a lot faster than I wanted it to. And I was like, sorry, we're not in the same place right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd be happy to be your friend, especially because you're a year younger than me.
Yeah.
Like, he's 16, and this kid has had more sexual experience in probably a year than I've had in a lifetime.
Yeah, I know.
He terrified me. He just opened the gate wide up. I was like, I don't want to go there with you. No thank you.
Oh, God.
People on the internet are absolutely terrifying because you have no idea who's actually there.
You don't know who's behind that space or screen or whatever.
Like, I never trust them with, like, my parents' names or anything, but I always trust them with things like, my parents got divorced and I'm going through, like, a hard time right now. You know, like, things that wouldn't actually, like, say anything about, like, what my name is, especially if they don't know my real name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Molly!
What?
You have 5 seconds to advertise anything you want.
Follow the Instagram page, my Instagram page. It's, MollyRob at 119. Wait, no. Molly Roberts. Molly Roberts 119. You could follow me on there, and you can always DM me any advice things you want. And then also follow the main 4 Instagram and main 4 Snapchat. Howl main 4. That's what it is for both.
Yes. Follow me on Instagram at BridgetIsOkay. Follow me on Twitter at BridgetIsUpset. Follow me on Snapchat, BeastWaltz55, especially if you want advice. And if you want us to tell your funny story, Molly, why would you drop your phone during my bit?
Sorry.
Anyways, please go visit our website, lowkeypodcast.wordpress.com, to request more advice, or you can visit our anchor page and send in new opportunity. You can phone in and ask us for advice. Thank you so much for joining us this week. We really enjoy your time, and we will see you next week with another episode.
Peace out.